partners didn't come from yachts or fools. But no, hang on, you're right, it did, but they were dressed in blue. It turned into a brief for all to see who were the most. South Yorkshire, please let the pack. But they were just a host. Charged took to stand and struck to levels never seen. The press knew what was going on, but they're a lie machine. The powers knew the reasons why they had to win that day. They made it clear to the coffers it could only go one way.
Off this week's broadcast of Radio Resistance Chesterfield, it's The Horriers, a track about Horgreave called Truth and Justice. Now, Radio Resistance Chesterfield is more or less 1 year old, but that's not why I'm playing this next track. I'm playing this next track because this coming Monday, the 20th of January, is Martin Luther King Day. Sound of Stevie Wonder. Happy birthday.
Now it doesn't make much sense. just how much we love you, and I'm sure you would agree. What could fit more perfectly than to have a world party on the day you came to be? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. I just never understood how a man who died for good could not have a day that would.
Yes, Hound Dogs TV Wonder, dedicated to Martin Luther King. Happy birthday. Now, there's a good article in this week's Socialist Work about how thousands of people have been wrongly charged the bedroom tax since April last year. Because a loophole in the legislation means that tenants who've lived in their homes for 17 years or more, that's since 1996, should have been exempt. Now, the Department for Work and Pensions claims that the loophole affects 5,000 people. Now, that's bad enough. But an independent housing consultant, Joe Halewood, estimates that the real number of people who've been ripped off for the past year could be as many as 40,000 people. These include Stephanie Botwell, the Solihull pensioner who tragically killed herself last year over the bedroom tax. And this is, of course, in addition to existing exemptions, including some foster carers and some military families. In addition, court cases have been won in the past, which mean that some disabled children and some people who need extra rooms to store equipment have been spared. Although, having said that, still 2/3 of households hit by the bedroom tax include a disabled adult. Now, if you're not lucky enough, if lucky is the right word, to be exempted from the bedroom tax still, don't give up hope, because protests have stopped evictions in several cities. According to the Socialist Worker, the pressure from below has forced Scottish councils to promise no evictions, and Ed Miliband to pledge he will scrap the tax. Let's keep fighting until we get all our money back. Too true. Indeed, many areas already have significant campaigns against the bedroom tax, notably Manchester, and these have been involved in protesting outside court cases brought by the council against non-payers who've fallen into rent arrears, for example. And we should bear in mind there is other action we can take as well, such as protesting outside the homes of people when bailiffs arrive to try to evict them. If we all stand together, we can see off the bailiffs, and if we all stand together, we can see off the bedroom tax. If you'd like more information on the bedroom tax and what you can do about it, well, for one thing, you can buy this week's Socialist Worker. You can also get in contact with Chesterfield's Unite Community Branch. Or if you're affected by the bedroom tax, you could get in contact with the Derbyshire Unemployed Workers Centre for advice. And back to the music on the subject of the bedroom tax. Here's the sound of Citizen Smart. You can have a spare room in a pokey council flat.
Wayne, I live on the bottom floor, but we are not allowed to even live there anymore. Oh, they say we have too many rooms in a social rented flat, with an 8x10 foot box room where you can't swing a cat. But you can't have a spare room in a pokey council flat. Oh, Ian Duncan Smith and Co. to put an end to that. Oh, they say move to a smaller house, they say that is their plan, when the odds against you finding one from 99 to 1. Oh, we're gonna have to find a flat, I'm too young for my own room, have to share with my wee brother, say some government balloon. But as we both grow older, they will reassess our needs. I'm just wishing I was 16, he's just wishing I was dead. Oh, you can't have a spare room in a pokey council flat. Oh, Ian Duncan Smith and Co. to put an end to that. Oh, they say move to a smaller house, they say that is the plan, when the odds against you finding one of 99 to 1. Do my auntie's in a wheelchair, but these Tories dinna care. Oh, they say they have a deficit, she has to pay her share. Oh, 60 quid a month will take then later to her fate, with skiing millionaires a tax cut, cause they say they're due a break. But you can't have a spare room in a pokey council flat. Oh, Ian Duncan Smith and Co. to put an end to that. Oh, they say move to a smaller house, they say that is a plan, when the odds against you find one from 99 to 1. Do that Buckingham Palace
palace looks a fairly roomy gaff. But the lodger there gets benefits at rates that make me laugh. A civil listing perch worth near £100 million. And a dozen other mansions lying empty all year round. But you can't have a spare room in a pokey council flat. Oh, Ian Duncan Smith and Co. are putting an end to that. Oh, they say move to a smaller house. They say that is the plan. When the odds against you find him one, a 99-1. Now, those MPs down in London, they must think that we're all dense with our second home apartments where the public pays the rent. They even get a food allowance, £200 a week. But they say that we're the scroungers, it's their arse up in their cheeks. Oh, you can't have a spare room in a pokey coon's old flat. Oh, Ian Duncan Smith and Co. to put an end to that. Oh, they say move to a smaller house. They say that is the plan. And the odds against you finding one, a 99-1. Oh, we've formed the federation and we're gonna have our say. Oh, that bedroom tax that has to go and we're not gonna pay. Oh, we're gonna march to George's Square to demand our civil rights. Like May, Mayor, Tories and that liberal shite. Oh, you can't have a spare room in a pokey council flat. Oh, Ian Duncan Smith and Co. to put an end to that. Oh, they say move to a smaller house. They say that is a plan. When the odds against you find a man, a 99-1. Oh, you can't have a spare room in a pokey council flat. Oh, Ian Duncan Smith and Co. to put an end to that. Oh, they say move to a smaller house. They say that is a plan. When the odds against you find a man, I'm 99-1. Oh, when the odds against you find a man, I'm 99-1.
This is Radio Resistance News, brought to you courtesy of Socialist Working Newspaper. A jury's conclusion that Mark Duggan was lawfully killed when he was gunned down by cops shows that the police have a license to kill. Mark was unarmed when he was shot, but the police were carrying multiple weapons. Cops in England and Wales have shot and killed 54 people since 1990. As long as police can gun down ordinary people in the street, there can be no justice and no peace. The government owes hundreds of pounds to thousands of poor people because tenants who have been in their home since before 1996 should not pay the bedroom tax. It's the latest blow for one of the Tories' most hated policies, which hit more than 600,000 households last April. Care workers in Glasgow City Council's residential homes began a two-day strike on Tuesday of this week. They are resisting pay cuts, longer shifts and new job roles. Our strike is solid and council bosses are desperate, said one Unison steward. Egyptians were voting on a new constitution this week. This is effectively a referendum on military rule, as it allows military trials for civilians and reduces workers' right to organise. There has been an intense campaign for a yes vote, but some revolutionary groups involved in the uprising of 2011 are, rightly, calling for a no vote. Also in this week's Socialist Worker, protests in Greece continue against the Troika-imposed austerity. The French Home Secretary's ban on the anti-Semitic comedian Diodonné is tainted by hypocrisy after his deportation of school students last autumn. Two student protesters have won a major victory against the police after officers were shown to have made false allegations against them. Former Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon was a war criminal, not a peacemaker. A feature on Channel 4's Benefits Street, right-wing propaganda which demonises the poor. A feature debunking toxic myths about immigrants. And how privatisation of jails makes life even worse for prisoners. You can buy Socialist Worker each Saturday outside Primark from 11 a.m. through till 12:30 p.m. You can read Socialist Worker online at www.socialistworker.co.uk. That's www.socialistworker.co.uk. If you'd like Socialist Worker delivered, then come to the paper sale or come to the branch meetings on Thursday nights. Phone or text 07919 486 101 or email swpchesterfield@tesco.net. That's swpchesterfield@tesco.net. Socialist Worker is your paper. Buy it, read it, sell it.
Aap Radio Resistance sun rahe hain.
They took him here, they took him there. He's on the dole, but he don't care. He's bought a pedal bike to be like Norman Tebbit's dad. He's a dedicated follower of Thatcher. Oh yes he is.
Oh yes he is.
Oh yes he is.
Oh yes he is.
He stands up when they play the national anthem, 'cause he's a ball of tugging, grovelling little right-wing Tory shit. He's a dedicated follower of Thatcher. He reads the Sun and the Daily Mail. He reads them both in great detail. But it doesn't take him long, because he knows just what to think. He's a dedicated follower of Thatcher. Oh yes he is.
Oh yes he is.
Oh yes he is.
Oh yes he is.
And he stands up when they play the national anthem, 'cause he's a ball of tugging, grovelling little right-wing Tory shit. He's a dedicated follower of Thatcher. And to the boss,
the boss
is a decent chap, and he'll hear nothing bad about him even since he's left the sack. 'Cause he's a dedicated follower of Thatcher. Oh yes he is.
Oh yes he is.
Oh yes he is.
Oh yes he is.
And he stands up when they play the national anthem, 'cause he's a ball of tugging, grovelling little right-wing Tory shit.
Yes, sound there of Tragic Mike, dedicated follower of Thatcher. Well, a dedicated follower of Thatcherism seems to be Sports Direct. I mean, we've all seen in the news over the past week or two how a woman at Sports Direct's massive distribution centre in Shirebrook gave birth while at work and ended up leaving her baby in the toilets. Now, she was then arrested, accused of neglecting the child, and a media frenzy then portrayed her as scum. Now, we hope to have more details on this story as they arise, but this does beg the gazillion-dollar question of why was she still working immediately before and immediately after giving birth? Now, the following is from the Hucknall Dispatch, which is a local paper for the area. MPs, notably Dennis Skinner, and union leaders, notably of the Unite Union, have raised concerns about health and safety practices at the Shirebrook-based company, owned by billionaire businessman and Newcastle United owner Mike Ashley. Under health and safety legislation, once an employee makes her employer aware that she is pregnant, the employer has a duty to immediately take into account any risks identified in their workplace risk assessment. If that risk cannot be avoided, the company has a legal duty to alter the employee's hours or working conditions to reduce the risk, offer the employee alternative work which is more suitable to her needs, or suspend the worker on full pay until a time that is safe for her to return to work. Now, in the recent past, the Nazi BNP have gained support in the Shirebrook area due to Sports Direct employing mostly Polish immigrant workers. But I don't think anybody could envy the piss-poor conditions the Sports Direct workers have to put up with. Now, Sports Direct have heavily discouraged their workers from talking to the media, including the press, but a few things have got out about conditions in there. Also, according to the Hucknall Dispatch report, the bulk of staff at Sports Direct are agency workers or on zero-hour contracts. Workers there get searched every day. It takes hours to get off-site at the end of a shift because everyone is searched and they don't get paid extra for waiting in the queue. Sports Direct don't let workers talk to each other, and employees are dismissed if they are given 6 strikes for lateness, absence, or any of an array of infringements over a 6-month period. Now, it seems to me, if you ask me, that rather than arresting this poor, downtrodden young mother, the feds should really be arresting the exploitative bosses of Sports Direct. Anyway, back to the music. This next track's by an artist who I have played tracks on Radio Resistance under his current name of Youth of Islam, but this next track is from when he was still Cat Stevens, and this one's going out to the Sports Direct bosses. Matthew and Son.
Matthew and Son, he won't wait. Watch them run down the platform 1 and the 8:30 train to Matthew and Son. Matthew and Son, the work's never done, there's always something new. The bombs in your hand, you take them to bed, you never ever do. They've been working all day, all day, all day. There's a 5-minute break, and that's all you take for a cup of cold coffee and a piece of cake. Matthew and Son, the work's never done, there's always something new. And you take them to bed, you never ever through. And they've been working all day, all day, all day. He's got people who've been working for 50 years. No one asks for more money, cause nobody cares. Even though they're pretty low and their rent's in arrears. Matthew and Son, Matthew and Sam. And they've been working all day, all day, all day.
Yeah, the sound of Cat Stevens, track entitled Matthew and Son. Now, you've all read and enjoyed the Socialist Worker each week. Well, there's also a Socialist Review, which is the magazine of the Socialist Workers' Party, which has a lot of the things in the Socialist Worker in rather more detail. The January issue has articles on the Labour Party and its relations with the unions, class, power and the state in the Arab revolutions, the US workers' victorious struggle in 1934, austerity in Ireland and the prospects there for resistance, and how rebellious heart becomes consumed by capitalism. Socialist Review is £3 from the Socialist Worker Stall or from Socialist Worker Party meetings on Thursday evenings. Anyway, back to the music. Here's the sound of the African Brothers. This one's been requested by Tim of the Derbyshire Unemployed Workers' Centre. If There Is a Will. African Brothers, If There Is A Will. Now in the latest socialist work that a good spread on the horrible right-wing poverty porn propaganda that is Benefit Street. Now Benefit Street on Channel 4 is set in James Turner Street in the Birmingham suburb of Soho. And according to the socialist worker, there have been arrests, a stream of journalists and photographers, and even death threats against the people the show portrayed as scroungers. And according to the Daily Mirror, there's been kids living on the street who've become targets for bullying at school, even those who weren't on the programme. And the socialist worker also says that residents feel betrayed by the company Love Productions, which had approached them on a very different basis. They told us it would be a show about community, but it's not. Love Productions, Ministry of Love, perhaps. And the socialist worker goes on to say, they told people on benefits that it would look at the real difficulties they face. Instead, it's presented this whole street the wrong way. I take that back. Not so much Ministry of Love as Ministry of Truth, following on with the 1984 analogy. Anyway, there's been all sorts of things omitted from the programme. For example, interviews with people who were working were not used in the programme because Benefit Street relies on the myth that there's a separate underclass of people permanently out of work on benefits. And this image was deliberately fostered by the producers. Indeed, the Daily Mirror has quoted one resident as saying, if you didn't want to film, they'd come back later with cigarettes. One resident was bought cans of beer every day and was filmed drinking it. Producers also bought us McDonald's meals. So, at the end of the day, if everybody's sat around smoking, drinking beer and eating junk food, well, that's because they've been given it by the producers of the programme. And back to the socialist worker, in reality there isn't an iron wall between benefit claimants and workers. Many workers claim benefits because their wages are so low. And most people who are unemployed have worked in the past and have family members in work. They are a part of the working class, not separate from it. So there you have it, I couldn't put it better myself. But as well as the media torrent of abuse against the residents and poor people in general, there is hope because the programme has caused protests against it. Indeed, campaigners protested against the scapegoating of claimants on Monday of this week outside the London office of Love Productions, the firm behind this hideous Benefit Street programme. Now, we need more of these protests, but above and beyond all else, we need a alternative media which takes the workers' side, not that of the bosses and the establishment, which is why I urge you to buy your socialist worker every Saturday from outside Primark from 11 a.m. through till 12:30 p.m. to buy and read the Socialist Review. and to hopefully come along to our meetings and hear a rather different side of things from that which the establishment media tends to give us. And back to the music along those lines, here's the Disposable Heroes of Hypocrisy.
Well, on a brighter note, commercial break.
Television, the drug of the nation.
Spears, stop about every 1,000 miles, ain't asking too much, is it?
You might wish to stay on and listen.
It was a place where everything was legal.
I met this woman.
So if you're looking for emotional satisfaction, my advice to you is seek professional help.
Thank you for joining us live on the air.
My pleasure.
One nation, under God, has turned into one nation under the influence of one drug. Television, the drug of a nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. On television, the drug of a nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. TV, its satellite links are United States of unconsciousness. Apathetic, therapeutic, and extremely addictive. The methadone metronome, pumping out 150 channels 24 hours a day. You can flip through all of them, and still there's nothing worth watching. TV is a reason why less than 10% of our nation reads books daily. Why most people think Central America means Kansas. Socialism means un-American, and apartheid is the new headache remedy. Absorbed in its world, it's so hard to find us. It shapes our minds the most. Maybe the mother of our nation should remind us that we're sitting too close to the television, the drug of a nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. On television, the drug of a nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. TV is a stomping ground for political candidates, where bears in the woods are chased by Grecian formulated bald eagles. TV is mechanized politics, remote control over the masses, co-sponsored by environmentally safe gases. Watch for the PBS special. It's a perpetuation of the two-party system, where image takes precedence over wisdom, where soundbite politics are served to the fast food culture, where straight teeth in your mouth are more important than the words that come out of it. Race baiting is the way to get selected. Will he Horton or will he not get elected? On television, the drug of a nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. On television, the drug of a nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation.
On the screen is an address where you can mail your tithe offering or gift of love.
Okay, got the idea? All right, now let's pass it.
Is it the reflector or the director? Does it imitate us or do we imitate it? Because a child watches 1,500 murders before he's 12 years old. And then we wonder why we created a Jason generation that learns to laugh rather than abhor the horror. TV is a place where armchair generals and quarterbacks can experience firsthand the excitement of video warfare as the theme song is sung in the background. Sugar sweet sitcoms that leave us with a bad actor taste, while pop stars metamorphosize into soda pop stars. You saw the video, you heard the soundtrack. Well, now go buy the soft drink. Well, the only cola that I support would be a union COLA cost of living allowance. On television, the drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. On television, the drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. Back again, new and improved, we return to our irregularly programmed schedule, hidden cleverly between heavy-breasted beer and car commercials. CNN, ESPN, ABC, BCB, TNT, but mostly BS, where oxymoronic language like virtually spotless, fresh, frozen,
light, yet filling, and military intelligence have become standard. TV is a place where phrases are redefined, like recession to necessary downturn, crude oil on a beach to moose, civilian death to collateral damages, and being killed by your own army is now called friendly fire. TV is a place where the pursuit of happiness has become the pursuit of trivia, where toothpaste and cars have become sex objects, where imagination is sucked out of children by a cathode ray nipple. TV is the only wet nurse that would create a cripple. Television, the drug of the nation, breeding ignorance, feeding radiation. On television, the drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. On television, the drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. On television, the drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation.
Yeah, the disposable heroes of hypocrisy. Television, the drug of the nation. I've been talking about how the Socialist Workers' Party in Chesterfield holds its meeting on Thursday evenings. Well, this Thursday just gone, the 16th of January, we had a meeting on Is the UK Economy Really in Recovery? Now, as far as the capitalist class is concerned, the answer is apparently yes, because several statistics were mentioned, including rising growth and falling unemployment. But it was also mentioned how these statistics hide the true picture, because the so-called social science of economics is purely there to serve the ruling capitalist class. And quite a few jokes were made in the meeting. One of my favourites was, how many economists does it take to change a light bulb? None. They're all waiting for the invisible hand of the market. Now, it is also impossible to predict the economy more than about 2 months ahead. Even the best capitalist, from a capitalist point of view, economists with their supercomputers and what have you, cannot predict the economy reliably more than about 2 months ahead, because the monetary economy is even more chaotic and unstable than weather patterns. Although, in the contributions after the main speaker, one contributor did say that whether the economy goes into a recession or whether it goes into boom, we can always predict that the bosses will screw us. Anyway, the recovery may be for the bosses, but it's certainly not a recovery for us. 6.7 million people are still in poverty in the UK. The average pay in the UK is still below the 2008 levels. There's millions who are suffering the effects from redundancy, unemployment, zero-hour contracts, reduced pensions or higher pension contributions, etc., etc. And there's still a massive debt burden, and I'm not just talking about government debt, I'm talking about household debt. People having to borrow to buy food or pay energy bills or the mortgage or rent or what have you. Going to the likes of Wonga.com with their mafia level interest. And although we may be technically exiting a cyclical crisis in capitalism, crises will return as crises are built into capitalism. Booms and slumps are in the nature of capitalism, and what's worse, the crises will keep getting worse. Recessions will get deeper, recoveries will get shallower, because as Marx predicted back in the 1800s, capitalism is on a long-term downward trend due to the declining rate of profit. Having said that, though, even though the future is going to give us near flatlining of economic growth, punctuated by further crises, and each year the banking system will get more and more discredited, that does give more and more opportunities for political intervention as more and more people start to question and ultimately fight back against this rotten capitalist system. Anyway, the Socialist Workers' Party in Chesterfield has its meetings on Thursday nights from 7:30 p.m. or occasionally from 7 p.m. At the assembly rooms, which are in the market halls in the centre of Chesterfield. Right now, back to the music with the sound of the V Faction. Better Than Wages.
Time. Work Sundays on, Sundays off, that's the key. A leisure time, not leisure industry. Has no value other than your control. Sharing. Like you tell your children. Better than wages. Socialism. Surplus most ridiculous of all. Inheritors get it all and they do not work at all. Efficiency. Yeah. You'll get what you need.
Better than wages.
This is the Red Guide. A guide to meetings, entertainment, and demonstrations of interest to left-wingers in the Chesterfield area. On Thursday, January the 23rd, Chesterfield branch of the Socialist Workers' Party will have its branch meeting on How the Tories Are Wrecking Education. Michael Gove is leading the Tories into a full-scale assault on education, determined to turn our schools, colleges and universities into privately run businesses. What is the Tory vision for our education system, and what is our socialist alternative? This at 7:30 p.m. in the Market Halls on Market Square in Chesterfield. Monday, January the 27th, to commemorate Holocaust Memorial Day, the play Voices will be put on. More details of the venue and time as they become available. On Thursday, January the 30th, there'll be a book launch of the book Land and Labour, a book by socialist environmental activist Martin Empson about Marxism, ecology and human history. This will be at 7:30 p.m. in the Assembly Rooms, Market Halls, Market Square in the centre of Chesterfield. Saturday, February the 1st, there'll be an anti-racist gig in Chesterfield. Details to be confirmed. On Tuesday, February the 17th, Chesterfield Unite Against Fascism will have its organising meeting. For details of the venue and time, phone 0742 367 2544. That's 0742 367 2544. On Saturday, March the 8th, there's an event to commemorate the Great Miners' Strike called Born in 84. This brings together music, film, drama, poetry and photography to highlight the strike and its effect on what followed. This will be at the Winding Wheel in Chesterfield from 11 a.m. through till 10:30 p.m. Last but not least, on Saturday, March the 22nd, there'll be a rally and demonstration in central London. Stand up to racism and fascism to mark UN Anti-Racism Day. This is supported by the TUC, Unite Against Fascism, various trade unions and the Muslim Council of Britain. Assemble at 11 a.m. in central London. Details to be confirmed. Transport will be on from Chesterfield by coach, leaving Matlock at 6:30 a.m. and Chesterfield at 7 a.m. Remember, what the working class needs a party which will not sell out for right-wing agenda to gain middle-class votes. What the working class needs a party which will not kowtow to the bosses and the ruling class. What the working class needs a party which is run by and for the working class. The Socialist Workers' Party is that party.
Radio Resistance Chesterfield.
Another psychopath in Iowa, loading up another round, while the NRA and Columbine hunt Marilyn Manson down. Powder in the Pentagon, crew letters in the mail, some KKK white supremacist cooking up a dose of race hate. I tell you now, I don't need no country, I don't fly no flag, I cut no slack for the Union Jack. Stars and stripes got me chest black, yeah. I don't need no country, I don't fly no flag, I cut no slack for the Union Jack. Stars and stripes got me chest black, yeah. So baby in Afghanistan, Crown Force mama now, while the BMP scare refugees, senseless up in Oldham Town. Hypocrites in Downing Street, pouring petrol on the flames. Sapto cries, asks Patty, why do we always get the blame? I tell you now, I don't need no country, I don't fly no flag, I cut no slack for the Union Jack. Stars and stripes got me jet black, yeah. I don't need no country, I don't fly no flag, no slack for the Union Jack. Stars and stripes got me jet black, yeah.
Sing a song for the asylum seeker, frightened baby on some foreign beach.
Queen Jakarta lays down her weary head in some free trade zone compound where they work ya till you're dead. Hunger stalks the corridors, famine and disease. I seen the multinationals walking hand in hand with globalizing marketeers. I tell you now, I don't need no country, I don't find no fame. I come on the side for the Union Jack, stars and stripes have got me checked by jail. I don't need no country, I don't find no fame. I come on the side for the Union Jack, stars and stripes have got me checked by jail. I don't need no country, I don't find no fame. I come on the side for the Union Jack, stars and stripes have got me checked by jail. Stars and stripes got me checkered, yeah. Sing a song for being a silent seeker for the frightened baby on some Harlem beach. You better bang a gong and pray to reach safe harbor.
Yeah, sound with the Alabama Three. What he got three? And I mentioned in the Red Guide the coming Land and Labour book launch. Well, I'd like to go into a little bit more detail about it. According to the flyer, come along to the book launch of Land and Labour, an important new contribution to our understanding of the roots of the environmental crises facing the world. Martin Empson is an author and socialist environmental activist. He will introduce key issues in his book and respond to questions and debate. Land and Labour, Marxism, Ecology and Human History will be having its Chesterfield book launch on Thursday the 30th of January at 7:30 p.m. at the Assembly Rooms in the Market Halls in Chesterfield Market Square. Now, according to Ian Angus, who's the editor of Climate and Capitalism, Martin Empson puts today's global environmental crisis into historical context, showing how humanity has used and abused the rest of nature for thousands of years, and how in a few hundred years capitalism has brought us to the brink of disaster. It is essential reading for anyone who wants to know how we got into this mess and how we can get out of it. Land and Labour will be on sale at the book launch, but if you miss the book launch or if you don't have enough money on you at the time, it can also be purchased from Bookmarks. Bookmarks is at www.bookmarksbookshop.co.uk, and it's a good online bookshop to browse anyway, because there's a lot of books of interest to socialists and left-wingers in general there. Bookmarks also has a bookstall at Marxism in London each July. Anyway, back to the music. The last track may have been called Woody Guthrie, but this next track is by Woody Guthrie himself. Woody Guthrie was heavily influenced by a environmental disaster growing up during the Dust Bowl period in the central USA. And this track is the Boll Weevil song.
Farmer said to the boll weevil, I see you at my door. Yes, sir, said the boll weevil, I've been there before. Gonna get your home, gonna get your home. Farmer said to the grocer man, I want some meat and meal. Get out of here, you son of a gun, you got boll weevil in your field. Gonna get your home, gonna get your home. Farmer said to the banker, I want to make a note. Get out of here, you son of a gun, you got a boll weevil on your coat. Gonna get your home, gonna get your home. Farmer said to the dry goods man, I want to cash a check. Get out of here, you rascal, boll weevil down your back. Gonna get your home, gonna get your home. Farmer said to the finance man, I'd like to get a car. Get out of here, you so-and-so, got a boll weevil in your hair. Gonna get your home, gonna get your home.
Yeah, sound there of Woody Guthrie, the Boll Weevil song. And that's about all we've got time for this week from Radio Resistance Chesterfield. So over to you. If you'd like to contact us for a request or a dedication, to mention a coming event, or to give your views on any of the topics of the broadcast or on the broadcast itself, well, there's quite a few ways in which you can contact us. By email, you can contact us at radioresistancechesterfield@yahoo.co.uk. That's radioresistancechesterfield@yahoo.co.uk. You can phone or text us on 0793 479 3041. That's 0793 479 3041. Or you can search for Radio Resistance Chesterfield on Facebook, like our page, and then you can send us a message on Facebook, or you can even leave a note on our wall. Anyway, that's about all for this week, so hope to catch you next week, if I don't catch you before, on Thursday night at the meeting, or tomorrow on the paper sale, or whenever. I'm going to sign off now, though, with the sound of Rage Against the Machine from the first album, Bullet in the Head. Ciao for now.
The bullet called rock jaw. A yellow ribbon instead of a swastika. Nothing proper about your propaganda. Rules for the rules when the set commands ya. Sandy was blue when the blood was red. That's how you got a bullet blasted through your head. Blasted through your head, blasted through your head. I give a shout out to the living dead. Stood and watched as the feds cool centralized. So serene on the screen, you was mesmerized. Cellular phone sounding a death tone. Corporations called, turn you to stone before you realize. They load the clip in army color, said they packed a nine. They fire it at prime time. The sleeping gas, every home was like Alcatraz. And motherfuckers lost their minds. Just victims of the in-house drive-by. They say, don't you say how.